Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 255. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on tonight?
It's very surreal. These humongous numbers that we're getting to. Might as well be 2055.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess. Sure.
Whatever.
Don't mind me. I'm just sitting over here. I'm just floating around like an owl, like an aggressive owl over here.
Caw-caw. Well, no. We're officially past 500 episodes with tonight's episode drop. So
That's a huge feat.
It is.
And head.
Shaquille O'Neal has a huge feat too.
Right? Yeah. Huge feet.
Episode 255 on the mini. Mm-hmm. So how about that? Good for us. Yay.
Yay
for us. All right.
That mean we are raises? Having,
huh?
Raises?
No.
Yeah. No raises.
Okay. No raises. Zeros.
Nothing from nothing means nothing.
Yeah. We're having a good night. Had a good full. Mm-hmm. So now let's get to the mini. Sean, what are we talking about?
We are talking about Nate's Choice, and this is Pittock Mansion. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Pittock Mansion.
Pittock. It just kind of rumbles off your... Rumbles. Tumbles.
Rumbles?
Stumbles, whatever, off
something
your tongue.
Like that. Do you have a foundation?
I do. Framed on each side by the best greenery that Pacific Northwest has to offer, the Pittock Mansion is a popular tourist destination situated near... MacLeay, I think that's how you say it, Park and the Cumberland Trail. The mansion is host to countless ghost sightings and strange occurrences year after year, and it continues to be one of Oregon's most haunted locations. Of course it is, right? Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn about this? Did you look up
just
haunted Oregon?
Came upon it. Built in 1914 by newspaper tycoon Henry Pittock.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, Georgiana.
Hmm.
The 16,000 to 23,000 square foot French Renaissance styled estate was designed as a summer retreat and social hub. So it wasn't even their main house. It was just a summer
retreat.
Isn't that
crazy?
Wow. Well, must be nice.
Their life was, it was dubbed fanciful. It had a fanciful style.
Fanciful.
They needed a house to match their fanciful style lifestyle. I was like, "Woo!"
I do not have a fanciful lifestyle.
I do not either. It is beautiful, though.
The couple lived there only 5 years before their deaths in 1919 and 1919.
Oh, okay.
The mansion remained in the family until sold in 1958.
Wow.
Yeah. It had to be expensive to do the upkeep, which I think is what happened to the grandsons or great-grandsons.
Probably,
or
yeah.
It just was too much to maintain.
Here's some interesting facts.
Mm-hmm.
It says, because of the artistic nature of the build, it took an exceptionally long time to complete the home. The mansion was also filled to the brim with luxury electronics, including a central vacuum system, intercoms,
fancy.
Specialty lighting, an elevator, and even a restaurant-quality refrigerator.
Nice.
That's pretty fancy for back then.
It is fancy.
Intercoms and central vacuum system. The house that my ex and I had sold, it had a central vacuum system.
Oh, did it really? Yeah. Those are cool. They are neat. Yeah. They really are cool.
Yep.
After a devastating storm in 1962, Portland saved it from demolition, restoring it in 1964 as a museum.
Cool. Yeah.
That's 46 room estate.
46, I don't know.
46, that's what it says. It says the 46 room estate. Yeah, that's a lot of rooms.
It's crazy. It says it's situated 1,000 feet above sea level. It's a national favorite for bird watching. So if you want to bird watch, go to the Pittock Mansion. Yeah.
Says the mansion's interior is just as exceptional as the outside and boasts feature styles picked by Focus. After the mansion was finally completed, they became well known in Oregon's upper class circles. The mansion soon became the high class hangout for Portland's wealthy and bird watching, right?
They said to restore the mansion to its original glory, it was going to cost $8 million in like 1965.
Shoot.
Wow.
I'm like, holy moly, that's a lot of money.
Jeez,
now.
Jeez, yeah.
All right.
$8 million.
That is insane.
It is. It's also been in films.
Ooh.
And political scandal. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
No.
In 1977, it appeared in the movie First Love, starring William Catt and Susan Day. In 1982, the mansion was part of a slasher flick called Unhinged. So I've never heard of Unhinged. I don't know if you guys have.
Mm-hmm.
Says, regardless of content, Portlanders were happy to see the mansion in use and being appreciated by moviegoers across the country. That's cool that they used it.
It is cool.
Mm-hmm.
This says, Peddock's wife, Georgiana, enjoyed her life as a socialite in there and in these basically fancy circles. She spent her time taking strolls around the gardens with her friends and tending to the rose gardens. She even helped to create Portland's Rose Society, which held its first ever rose show in 1889. Eventually, her love of roses led to the creation of Portland's famous Rose Festival, which still goes on to this day.
Well, and that makes sense now because sweet, right? I don't know what it's called now, but the Portland Trailblazers, mm-hmm. they're like when I grew up watching the NBA in the like 80s and 90s, the arena was called the Rose Garden. Mm. So
it's thanks to her.
It says the scent of roses can be smelled in rooms with no blooms because of her love of roses. There's also phantom footsteps and moving portraits. That would be interesting,
mm-hmm.
including Henry Pittock's portrait, which has been found in different rooms overnight.
That's funny, actually. Mm. So I heard about, they said that what they think are that, the couple are like moving. If you move stuff like where they don't want it, they'll move it where they think it should be. And so they think it's ghosts that are moving the furniture around. Mm. They think it's those two.
Yeah, they said disembodied footsteps. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Sean, I didn't mean to cut
you. Oh, no, you're fine.
Disembodied footsteps, as you said, are says are commonplace. Staff report windows opening and slamming shut on their own. A portrait of Henry Pittock is even seen moving around on the wall by itself. Some of the strangest reports include apparitions moving moving furniture, pictures, and decor from room to room. Could this be the Pittock couple rearranging their home the way they like it?
Right.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I think it's hilarious. It's fine. It's like, we got this. We got this. Don't you worry. You guys keep messing up. We'll fix it.
Doors open by themselves and the feeling of being watched.
Oh, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Get out of my home.
There's cold spots, flickering lights, and the sight of a widow in Victorian attire peering from the windows.
Hmm. Could it be Lady Pittock?
Could be.
Georgiana.
Mm-hmm. Said this. There was a Columbus Day storm that hit in 62, and they were going to demolish the building because it cost so much to renovate. And the community came together and said, no, this is very important to this community. And they came together and raised $75,000 in just 3 months to save the mansion.
Well, no.
Well.
Says the apparition of a woman in a long gown has also been reported. As soon as she's seen, she vanishes. One staff member even got a real scare when she went to turn off the lights for the night. As she turned to leave, every single one of the lights in the mansion came back on. Clearly, someone wasn't ready to go to bed.
That's funny.
Pretty creepy. Yep.
It is very creepy. I don't think we've heard that before. Like, nope, all the lights are on.
Wasn't ready yet, huh? Yeah, that'd be a cool place. But man, I just cannot imagine. I mean, that's a big place. And the cost to keep it up, renovate it, keep it going.
Talk about the bird watching. Mm-hmm. This says more than 80,000 visitors. That's a lot of people that bird watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, quote unquote, flock, pun intended, to bird watch and enjoy the glories of the mansion. The MacLeay Park trailhead begins almost 6 miles from the northern slopes of the Pittock Hills. After a day spent hiking, visitors can take a breather at the mansion, enjoy a rest in the view, and maybe a few ghostly apparitions. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
Furniture moving, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they even said that the windows that they open and shut, they said they even latch on their own. That's cool. That would be really
pay
wild.
Pay extra for that?
You may. Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. They said that tour guides have reported encountering figures when they open the mansion for business in the mornings. Mm. How would you like to be a tour guide and go, hey,
mm-hmm.
how's it going? Just getting ready for the day. How's it going there, ghost?
The way the house is situated, it gives you a beautiful view of Mount Hood and the Cascade Mountain Range.
That'd be neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, it is a beautiful place. I mean,
it is.
So creepy. Look at the, if you look this up, look at the pictures. It's
oh,
pretty neat.
So Georgiana was 68 years old, and mm-hmm. Henry was 80.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they said when she died that they said he just went because he couldn't live without her.
Broken heart, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it does happen. I mean, it does happen a lot. I didn't see their ages, so it's interesting.
Did you guys say anything about shovels clinking and hearing that?
I saw that, but we didn't say it.
It says footsteps and all the other stuff we've been talking about, but shovels clinking, and it's linked to the ghostly groundskeeper.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ghostly groundskeeper. Can't beat that.
That would be unnerving, right?
Mm-hmm. They said that of all the paranormal activity, nothing appears malicious. So that's good. Like, no, it's all just... Nice.
There's a mischievous little boy ghost, a distinct spirit of an unknown young boy, is probably Tommy, right? Aren't they always called Tommy?
Tommy. Billy.
Billy, yeah. Is frequently reported, often manifesting as laughter, gentle touches, or playful tugs on clothing.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah, it seems like everything's pretty benign. It's just, yeah. It's just...
friendly and non-malevolent.
Right. All right. Let's keep it that way.
That's right.
Tour guides report encountering figures when they open the mansion for business in the mornings.
I said that.
Oh, did you?
Howdy ho!
I figured after I read it, I was like, "That's a ghosty old." Yeah.
I know. I'm afraid to read anything.
I know.
Because one of our last minis or something, I think twice, I repeated what you guys said. Sorry. That was terrible, man.
You just smile and nod.
I love this place. So I do it all the time.
Absolutely.
You can smell the scent of roses in rooms. Oh, I said that. Yeah. Oh.
Georgiana is seen in the Victorian dress walking the grounds. Yeah. Did we say anything about shovels?
Clinking on the ground.
Clink, clink, clink. I say put this on the list.
Yes.
I say that we go check it out and do a tour, and then let's investigate and see if mm-hmm. we can get, yeah.
It's really beautiful.
It really is. It really is.
Inside mm-hmm. and out. I mean, it's
probably one of the neatest places we've talked about.
Yeah. Very unique. It. I mean, I've never seen a home that looks like it. I mean, maybe, you know, similar, like, you know, stone and roofing and stuff, but not like it.
They said he was Henry was a publisher, but he was also in real estate, railroads, banking, steamboats, silver mining, sheep ranching. Sheep ranching. Wow. Of course, yeah.
Well, I guess there's got to be a sheep rancher.
I guess.
I guess that's a...
Jack of all trades.
Occupation. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to do it, right? What do you do? I sheep ranch. Okay. Anything else on the Pittock Mansion that you found?
We're going.
Paranormal wise or otherwise.
How many hours would a flight we get out there?
Yeah. Where was it again? Oregon?
Portland.
Is it Portland?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I honestly didn't look at it. I'd say it's a pretty good distance. I'm just going to guess.
That would be my guess, too.
How far if we walked?
Oh, my gosh.
So
the rest of our lives, right?
GPS says that, hold on. It's 1,873 miles to Portland from Plainfield, Indiana.
Is that all? If we go to Portland, Indiana, it's only an hour and 57 minutes. It's not the same one.
I don't know. This doesn't say. I don't know what this is doing. I'm trying to get on the GPS. Oh, there it is. There's the globe again.
Yes. I was going to say, you're probably getting...
I don't want the globe, darn it.
Getting thrown off track.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else on the Pittock Mansion before we end this?
No, sir. It's awesome, though. I like saying, oh, man.
I like the story. I like the history of it.
I could not afford to provide the upkeep, but I would definitely go there.
Oh, gosh, no.
I'd go out there, hang out. Clip a couple roses on the rose garden. Something.
Yeah, I'd like to visit it. But anyway, well, Nate, I guess if we don't have anything else, it's up to you.
Stop and smell the roses.
There you go.
And that's a wrap.
I like it too.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Never lets us down. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 255 and our discussion on the Pittock Mansion. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.